Hi, this is Jimmy Osmond, and you're listening to my buddy Lee Williams.
Got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I wanna do. And from the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. After all this time of being alone, we can love one another, live for each other from now on. You see, I feel so good. That's all I wanna do. And from the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you. That's all I wanna do. And from the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you. I wrote a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I wanna do.
Well, we're backstage in Basingstoke. Jimmy Osmond, welcome.
Hey, good to be here with you, buddy.
That's good. That was just an amazing show. It brought back so many memories to me.
Oh, thank you. You know, I love doing it because, for me, I kind of grew up that old Hollywood way, you know, being one of Andy's singers and touring around, and his music just is imprinted in my soul. And it just takes me back to so many memories, as it does everyone in the audience. You know, I think it's really fun from my perspective to watch the audience and see how everybody's reacting differently based on the music that you're singing.
And it's so good, you've got all those screens, so you're showing all the old movies. And weren't you a cute little boy?
Well, what happened, right? I have a great face for radio. No, but you know, it's been fun to look back, because it's hard for me to even believe it myself that I've been going 50 years, you know. And it's just been wild to have that. That experience and have that much connection with so many different stars, because they were all Andy's friends. And so it's fun to relive it for me every night as well.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we love country music and we're doing some projects together as we carry on this year. But it was nice you did a tribute to Glen Campbell.
Oh, yeah. You knew Glen and loved Glen. And he was just such a great guy. And he was a golfing buddy. And I show a little clip of us golfing together. And you know, there was nothing pretentious about him when you know, we would work with him. He was just like a brother, you know. But he played on everybody's music, everybody's hit songs, and you'd never know it because he was just so cash, you know, about his style. But, I miss him, and I think a lot of people over here loved Glen, and it's quite fun to see everyone light up when you're singing a song of his.
You were telling a story about Andy doing the first half and Glen doing the second half in the Moon River Theatre in Branson. Well, I was lucky enough to be there and saw that show.
Oh, you saw that?
I saw that show.
Wasn't that fantastic?
It was just wonderful, you know? I mean, you got two... two major stars in one show.
Yeah, and they were so sharing. You know what I mean? Like at some point you put two big names together, everybody kind of wonders, well, who's going to top the bill or what have you? And they were such good friends that that chemistry worked really well, especially when they sang together. Did you see that medley? That
yes, I did, yes.
That was beautiful, yeah.
Great. So you took over the theater recently or the last couple?
It's been about 5 years since Andy asked me to keep it going, and I was like, gulp. You know, I had the Osmond Family Theater, and I had just sold it, and I was his neighbor, and, you know, his family just really didn't live in proximity of the theater, and just really didn't, you know, have a passion for the theater itself, which was Andy's baby. And so I said, yeah, let me try it for a year and see if I do all right, because his Christmas shows were uninterrupted since the 60s, mm-hmm. and it went so well. That, you know, I bought it, and it's our fifth year, and it's 400 shows a year to program, which is a lot. I'm in about 60 to 100 of those. But I love what I do, and I wouldn't trade it at all. And Andy keeps blessing my life even now, from a 3-year-old to almost a 55-year-old, but don't tell anybody.
So how long ago was it Andy left?
It's been about 5 years ago.
It's about five.
Yeah,
because he actually played here as well in Basingstoke. Because 2 or 3 weeks before he played here, I was in Branson interviewing him, and he wanted the interview. And I remember coming here and giving him a cassette of the interview. So that shows how long ago was.
Do they still make those? Yeah. You know what's really weird is the other day. You know, when people used to make stuff of us, and like they made a Jimmy Osmond Halloween mask, and a Mattel made a doll, and I used to just like break them all, and I would like, you know what I mean? But nowadays I'm kind of collecting them. And the other day, I forget where I was, it was in a Western Supermare, and somebody brought me a little Jimmy Osmond 8-track. Do you remember 8-track?
Yes, yeah.
That's really showing my age. How's that?
My father showed me those.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, they were good old days, especially those 8-tracks. I remember everybody slamming them into their trucks and go off down the road.
Yeah, but now they're cool. You know, it's funny, too, how vinyl has become so big again. You know, my kids were like, Dad, did you used to actually have records, you know? Mm-hmm. And I threw away so many records, you know, like Earth, Wind & Fire and Stevie Wonder, all the cool ones that you really want to have now. And it's just funny how everything old is new again. Times change, but what never changes is a good song, a great performer, and I was so blessed to have grown up around those wonderful people, and to be mentored at a level that just doesn't happen these days. And sometimes you tell people the stories, they don't even believe you because they just can't fathom how big somebody's legacy becomes when they're gone. Mm. You know, but when you've known him as Uncle Frank or whatever, and everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time, you kind of, you know, you have these fun stories, you know.
Well, there was a time when you actually went country. The Osmonds went country.
Yeah. Yeah, we had country hits. We sang on Heartache Tonight with Conway Twitty. He wanted that Osmond sound. And, you know, quite a few songs, Neverending Song of Love and... Anyway, we've had some country repertoire, and, you know, we really started in country because the tight harmonies of the brothers, they were country-based, and our music, and also we're believers, so, you know, the gospel side of that always fit in perfectly as well. And so the country music area was always a comfortable place for us to be. Over here, that didn't really happen in country for us, but really country music's just happening now.
Yeah.
Which is
quite
cool.
I remember riding the lift with you guys, and this is a lot of years ago,
uh-oh.
And you were playing at the Wembley Country Music Festival.
Oh, wow, a long time. Wow, that was was that 80s?
Yeah, I think so. No, maybe, no, it would have been 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that long? It was longer
because
than I can remember.
I know, a good friend of mine, Tony Byworth, was your PR person.
Oh, yeah, I remember Tony.
Yeah.
But, you know, to this day, especially in America, we do a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, and we sing all the hit records that we've had in those genres. Of course, Marie is known more as the country person. Of course, we just lost Rick Hall.
Yeah, that's sad for Muscle Shoals.
Which was sad, and he helped out a lot as well, giving that kind of sound. Some of those players that played on our pop records were just killer country players.
I mean, Marie had a fantastic duet with Dan Seals, which I can't remember the title.
Meet Me in Montana.
Oh, yeah. What a great song. I still play it.
Yeah, it's a great song. Hi, this is Jimmy Osmond, and you're listening to my buddy Lee Williams.
Wrote my whole life down in a notebook, songs about you and me. I've been singing to every soul in Tennessee. Nobody seems to listen, no one ever smiles the way that you. So I guess you'll never hear me on the radio. And I'd give up this crazy dream of mine to hold you once more.
Sonny James, you remember Sonny James?
I do.
Yeah, Sonny produced Paper Roses, and it was Rick Hall was involved, and so was Mike Kerb, of course. But, you know, their formula was to re-sing old hits, and that's how Puppy Love, Paper Roses, a lot of those hit records that our family had was following that formula that Mike and Rick and Sonny.
So the show you're doing is really a tribute to Andy Williams, but you do throw a bit of Osmond in and some 70s music.
Yeah,
as well.
If I don't, people get mad.
Sure.
Because really our legacy grew out of Andy's. We were like family. And what's kind of cool is to take people literally from my first interaction with him as a 3-year-old boy on his show and take people all the way through the 70s and the crazy days of the hits and to the today, which is a 360, to own his theater, to be empowered by him and his family to keep his music alive and to keep touring the world. I never thought I was the least of the bunch. I never thought that I would have that opportunity. And it's taken us on cruise ships to Japan to, well, this, we've almost done 100 of these Moon River and Me shows that were only supposed to be for my theater as just a little tribute to my boss. And we're still making people happy with his music.
You're still singing Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool.
Yeah, you did it too. Yeah. Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool. But you know, when I never knew where Liverpool was when I recorded it.
Really?
And it was about the Beatles, you know, if you listen to the words. I never knew that either. And there was a whole thing about Ringo, about, I guess he was falling out with some of the fans or something at one time. In the newspaper, the Echo or whatever that was, they had a big thing about wanting to replace Jimmy as one of the Beatles because they sang that stupid song, you know. But it was kind of like, it was like Bob the Builder of the day, you know. They overplayed it to where you just like dread the song, but everyone laughs, everyone has fun. I have fun with it. I don't take myself serious.
So have you now finished with the brothers doing shows now?
Pretty much, you know. I mean, I thought the last big tour was when I put everybody together and we did the 50th anniversary television shows in Las Vegas, and then we toured the world. I thought that would be it. And then the four of us kept going, and then my brother Wayne had a brain tumor. And so he and Alan have retired, and now Jay and Merrill are still doing the rock and roll thing. But I feel more comfortable, for me anyway, doing what I'm doing now. And, you know, we still play Crazy Horses. We still do all that stuff. And my brothers are still touring even now so successfully. But, you know, I think 50 years is a great thing to celebrate, that we were able to do this together that long.
And you're going to come back and do an American Jukebox tour.
Yeah, it's a 70s tour. And I did it once years ago in Blackpool as a summer season, and people just went crazy for it. And so recently, the Butlins people and some of those holiday park places said, oh, would you please do it as a one-off? And I said, sure, just as a one-off. And then all of a sudden, all these venues started calling. And so here we go again, another tour, but we're doing everything from Earth, Wind, and Fire. We're doing Casey and the Sunshine Band, the Jacksons, the Osmonds. We're doing Kiki D and all of those songs. And again, I have history with these people, so there's some connectivity and a reason for doing it.
That's great. Now, back home in America, you obviously try, because you're here a lot, but you get back there, do some shows, but you're also doing a lot around memorabilia and various other projects that you get involved in.
Yeah, I've always been a collector, and you know, I used to collect stuff from the old Hollywood sets when I still have Charlie Chaplin's spats and Marilyn Monroe's pearls. They're fake pearls, but nevertheless, she wore them. And I just started collecting this stuff, and I was kind of known for it. And so I would frame it up, and I had a buddy of mine. She has an amazing store in Las Vegas, and I would provide pieces with authenticity certificates, and people loved it. I mean, I still have Frank Sinatra's toupee and just bizarre things, you
Does
know.
Does anybody want to buy it?
No, not really, but I like it. And but it's been fun to capture a little piece of history, especially people that I've known. And then it's kind of been, you know, people keep asking me, how do I get something? Because to hang something on your wall that means something, that is art, you know, whether it's a signed Beatles album or it's a Michael Jackson glove. It's part of their lives, too, and it's really fun to collect it. Plus, it kind of holds its value, so that's kind of neat.
Jimmy, it's been a great talking to you, and look forward to working with you later this year.
Me too, Lee. You're awesome. It's so cool to learn about all of the history and all the people that you work with, and I'm honored to be one of them.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, buddy. Hi, this is Jimmy Osmond, and you're listening to my buddy Lee Williams.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do. Everybody wants to touch somebody. If it takes all night, everybody wants to take a little chance and make it come out right. There's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know.
Some folks can't hold out that long. Nobody wants to go on home. There's too much going on. This night is gonna last forever. It might last all summer long. Sometime before the sun comes up, the radio is gonna play that song. There's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. There's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. Yes, I know. There's gonna be a heartache tonight. The moon's shining bright, so turn out the light and we'll get it right. There's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache. Someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do. Everybody wants to touch somebody if it takes all night. Everybody wants to take a little chance and make it come out right.